Macon County continues to have the highest concentration of COVID-19 cases in western North Carolina. BPR takes a deeper look at one of the county's largest employers, which saw one of the first clusters of COVID-19 cases. About 8% of Macon County's roughly 34,000 residents have been tested for COVID-19, explains Emily Ritter, the public information officer for the county's public health department.
There is community spread in Macon County, and that does not know zip codes. COVID-19 does not care if you live in Highlands, Nantahala, Franklin, or Otto.
That high percentage of testing is one reason for the county's high number of cases. In addition, Macon County borders Georgia. From Highlands, it's less than an hour to South Carolina, two states that rolled back COVID-19 restrictions early and subsequently became hotspots for the virus. Lastly, there's the increase in movement after businesses partially reopened in Macon County.
I mean, it really is kind of this perfect storm of all things kind of happening at once.
Much of the conversation about COVID-19 in the county has centered on the town of Highlands. The town has a population of just under 1,000 people, but that more than doubles during the summer months when second homeowners return to the area. Jack Austin, general manager of Old Edwards Hospitality Group, explains Old Edwards Inn and Spa's impact on the town.
With 450 employees in a small town like Highlands, we have a big footprint, and I've said since I got here 10 years ago that if it's not good for Highlands, it's not good for Old Edwards.
Old Edwards has six lodging locations, along with a golf course, restaurants, and a wine garden. Austin says the staff are a mix of locals and people who come to work with summer visas. About a third of the employees rent housing from the company around Highlands. At the beginning of June, the hotel was operating at 40% capacity. Now it's at 80%. In July, the hotel plans to be at 100%. That's about 400 guests.
July looks like summer in Highlands. There is pent-up demand for sure.
Signs reminding the public to help stop the spread of COVID-19 dot the main street. Dr. Richard Ellen says he's concerned that Phase 2 has encouraged people in the region to relax too much.
They take the message as, oh, well, things must be safer, the virus is going away, so it's not that important to maintain social distance or wear a mask. And it's really just the opposite. As more people congregate together more frequently, the viral spread tends to increase.
Ellen is on the board of the Highlands Cashers Health Foundation. As a doctor, Ellen says he sympathizes with people who need to work during the pandemic and blames state and federal leadership.
It goes back to, I think, the CDC guidelines being insufficient to protect the public health.
Austin says none of the staff at Old Edwards that are in direct contact with guests have tested positive. Over 80% of the overall cases in Macon County identify as Latinx. Austin says the Latinx community is a big part of Old Edwards.
They're such critical parts of our economy, of our community, and I just hate to see them get singled out for anything. I think that there are a lot of reasons that any of us can extrapolate as to why it might be more prevalent in that community.
Emily Ritter says restaurants should provide masks for employees if they are part of a required uniform, but that there is no evidence that COVID-19 is spread through a foodborne transmission.
So it's not required for restaurant staff, especially in back of house or serving food, to be wearing masks, but it certainly would be preferred.
Employees who spoke with BPR anonymously said the inn has increased sanitation, but procedures are not always followed to the letter. Austin says that the inn has fired at least one employee for not following these new procedures. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.